Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. Our special guest today is Dhruv McCracken, and we'll be talking about leveraging LinkedIn for your career and business, and LinkedIn as a still underestimated platform for your career and business. But of course, I would love to give a quick intro who Dhruv is. So Dhruv McCracken is the founder of RAM International, Promote Yourself Professional Development Agency. She's a senior HR professional and leadership coach and career success strategist. Her mission is to support mid-level professionals in human resources to stand out as top talent so that they can attract unlisted job opportunities of their ideal job. And now, hello Dhruv, and welcome to Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling.
Great day, great day. Thank you so much. I love the intro. I couldn't have said it no better than you did. I'm super excited, super elated. Yes, many people are definitely underutilizing LinkedIn. I'm elated to walking through on ways they can leverage it, as you have well spoken it. So to kind of give you all a great background as to what I am on a mission. I am on a mission to help support mid-level professionals, as Ang mentioned, because I know that I know what it's like to be in your shoes. I too have been there, and I would love to walk you through on what I've been able to implement by proven steps through many of my clients and how they've been able to attract their ideal jobs using LinkedIn.
Oh, perfect. So let's get in why you are a coach today, because I know you have a story, and please share a bit about that and what made you go into the coaching.
So great question. So as a former senior HR professional, years ago, almost a decade ago, I was in HR in my early part of my career. And at that time, I was 6 years within my master's. And I watched my peers as they continued to grow in their career, getting promoted, moving up the corporate ladder, making anywhere between 60, 70, even over to the path of six figures. Where at the time, I was, like I said, well into my master's 6 years in, and I was only making $37,462. And that, my friends, is where I had my epiphany moment. I said enough was enough. And I too made a decision and decided to invest in myself. And that's where I connected with Dani Johnson. Fast forward, went into her workshop, her live workshop for 3 days in Texas. She's have since retired, but I went and took what I've learned, and I came home and said, I need to make a difference. I need to change. I need to disrupt my current pattern. Because whatever I'm doing is simply not working. How am I not getting promoted? How am I being overlooked? And some of you all can relate to that, you know, not being recognized, but yet and behold, you did what you were supposed to do. Got your degree, right? Got the experience, and yet still not being rewarded in a sense where you thought you would be at this point. At least that's how I felt. So I took what I've learned and implemented. And then within 30 days, my friend, I didn't double my salary, but I almost did. So imagine walking away with at least almost $40,000 more within a year. Wouldn't that be worth it to a lot of you all? And that was the breakthrough moment for me. I said, wow, if I can do this for myself, how many others who are stuck in their position or have hit a plateau and are looking to do the same thing? And the rest is history, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. And that's exactly, I think you are talking to the audience right now. Some might have also accepted cuts or are not yet where they wanted to be, and I love having you in this interview session. Love it. So let's jump in LinkedIn. Because as you mentioned, this is underestimated. So what's your thought about LinkedIn, and what are the difference right now that you see the most people are women here? We have to focus on women. So what are women right now doing, and what would you love them to do instead?
So the thing is, the question is, how many people even know about LinkedIn, like the true platform and what it covers, and how is it in comparison with the other platforms like Facebook and Instagram. Whereas people are not realizing that LinkedIn is, well, many people, I wouldn't say people as a whole, but many people, especially women, are not taking a full advantage of it. LinkedIn, my friend, is your gold mine. And the thing why I say that is because it's now, at first when it's been around before Facebook. And so the thing is, LinkedIn has not put in a position where their algorithm is forever in an affair with you. So this is a perfect time where you want to be able to optimize your LinkedIn network, connect with other like-minded individuals, but most importantly, you getting to know, people need to get to know who you are. How are they finding you? Are they able to find you effortlessly? Is my peers, the recruiters, the talent acquisition partners, are they able to find you in the sense where they're using that premium tool in LinkedIn, which is pretty high for them, and they spend a huge effort. So imagine you're part of their 10% of their search and they can find you. And so most importantly, you may say, well, Ruth, what do you mean by how they are able to find me? Well, what are you placing on your profile? Number one, my three-part framework, which I hold very dear to and has helped many of our clients up to date to this day, is they want to know who you are. They want to know who you are, number one, who can you help, and how can you help them? If you're able to master that in those three simple ways by creating that throughout your actual LinkedIn profile, then my friend, you're going to start seeing and generating as much as views to your profile effortlessly.
Oh, wow. Yes, you were talking about the algorithm and being found. So you really have, and a lot of people talk to pimping your LinkedIn profile. So what are some key steps to take if you want to pimp your LinkedIn profile?
Well, for starters, I would say whatever that role that you fully is desired in, many people are putting multiple roles or multiple, they're needing to dive in deeper and narrow and not broad and wide. So for example, if you're in HR, you want to be an HR business partner, hone into that, speak on that. And how is that in concert with the jobs that you're looking to attract your way? You want to be able to perform and also use adjectives. That's going to definitely help stand you out on what ways make you unique. Why should they pick you? I mean, how are you standing up and out from the matrix, from the other parts of the agents who are looking to pretty much land the same opportunity as you are? So you want to, like I said, dive in deeper, be very specific to that role. How are you in concert with that particular position? And that's how you're going to go ahead and create more attraction your way by getting some of my peers and even those deeper pocket employers your way. By really honing into that first fundamental that I just shared with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. This also means, and now we are at the fork of the road, I would say, it's career and business. So for the business people, it's like you have to dare to niche down. And for the career people, it's the same way. You have to niche down on what you really want. That's what I got from that. It's, yes. So,
absolutely.
What comes up if they don't want to niche down? Because broaden the way is one thing, of course. And as you said, it's important to niche down. But what do you see typically comes up when you advise to do that, but they don't?
Great question. So when I noticed that, they say, well, Ruth, this is what I've been doing. I say, okay, great. How's that been working for you? So when they're there and they're just applying for multiple jobs, or in fact, before they even go into the applying process, when they're still on their profile, still creating content or perhaps creating their bio, maybe more than likely adding a headline, nowhere in the headline, or maybe not enough, because believe it or not, you can leverage at least 300 characters. And if somewhere on that character, it doesn't optimize your HR business, for example, partner role, then you're going to create more than likely the opportunities where that doesn't fit into your role. You may get other variety of roles, maybe customer or operations manager. I've had clients tell me, well, Ruth, I'm getting some sort of visibility, but not to the targeted roles that I'm desiring, that I'm looking to land as my next ideal job. Why is that? Well, for one, are you in alignment with that particular role that you're looking to land? Are you tailoring your background in such a sophisticated way that it's definitely in alignment again with that HR business partner role. Otherwise, you're going to get a variety of roles that's going to come towards your profile. And that can be very frustrating.
It is. And you are talking about recruiters that offer you job opportunities that don't fit to your personality, that don't fit maybe to your background, to your experiences and where you want to go next. And love that. Thank you so much for diving into this. This is really important. I hope all the listeners pick up on that. And you also mentioned something and in your bio, it is like getting the unlisted jobs, because how come there are unlisted jobs available, but someone cannot get them except for being in the algorithm or really been found there on LinkedIn? So where do the unlisted jobs come and how do they go about it?
So as I mentioned before, my recruiters, my peers, the recruiter, the talent acquisition partners, they spend a very great deal of effort and time utilizing the recruitment tool. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind that they are the advocate of those organizations, those companies. And so therefore, oftentimes they don't necessarily have the job requisitions already listed. So they're being the headhunters. Yes. They're the one that's going into the search. And imagine you're part of the 10% of the search when they're again typing in the HR business partner role. Imagine that being you being part of that search when they're looking for you. So when they're picking your information after they adding the keywords, maybe strategic planning, HR business partner or process improvement, HR business partner, because again, you have to be very narrow and very dialing in into the role that you're looking, not so much just the role, but also the responsibilities and what you're looking to achieve and pursue. So imagine when they're doing that, you're now being targeted and then you're now being noticed once they're able to go to your role. They're reaching out to you this time.
Ah, okay. Perfect. Oh, wow. Yes, because that means you are part of the you are part of the process and they already know about you. And I love that. I hope everyone can get this strategy behind that, really being upfront with what you can do, what you can offer, and really get what you want. So what are some do's and don'ts that you should be aware of using LinkedIn?
Great question. So my peers, they cringe when, you know, beautiful top talents are reaching out to them. The question is, how are you reaching out to them? It's just so much similar to dating. When you're reaching out to someone, you want to get to know who they are, want to get to know what they like and what's their pet peeve and how to get to see if there's some sort of synergy with you and them. My don't is, yes, I do agree to connect. Definitely take advantage of targeting those recruiters or those peers, those more than likely potential peers of yours, and connecting with them. But the question is, how are you connecting with them and what are you going about? How are you going about connecting with them? And again, you want to make sure that you're not blatantly just telling them, oh, I saw this job opportunity and I would love to tell you more about how I can be a great fit. That's all great and everything, but let's wait maybe after several touch points with them. You know, find out what's your comments and what's common between you and that actual recruiter or that hiring team. You know, maybe y'all all went to the same school or y'all have the same hobbies or you're familiar with the same affiliations. The point what I'm getting at is you don't want to straight target that job and immediately start selling yourself. You want to be able to build relationship. You want to connect. You want to see what's in common with them. Maybe have e-coffee time. You know, learn more about their company, share with them. Maybe if they shared a post, comment on their post, say, hey, this really resonates with me. You know, love to hear more, love to learn more. Let's connect. That, my friend, is where you want to open up the avenue to start connecting and building that relationship early versus immediately just sharing with them your background. That does give a bad taste, or sometimes it just makes you look the same as everybody else. Imagine you're not just the only one that's coming into their inbox, inviting your backgrounds for them to see more about you. Let them hear more about them. People love to connect with people, number one. And number two, you wanted them to talk about themselves. Like, hey, I see you've been with this company now for almost 10 years. what keeps you connected with them? I'm intrigued that this company, let's say if it was, I don't know, Johnson & Johnson, I don't have no affiliate with them, or if it was with Google, say, I see you've been with this company for several years. Wow, I am a tech. I'm intrigued about it, about tech. Just kind of share with me what intrigued you. What makes you want to stay part of this company for almost a decade? You know, let them start talking about themselves and see where it goes from there. Always building a relationship is always key.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And you mentioned being ahead of time with that. So it's not in the moment that you search for the job. It means really being ahead of time and connecting, building that rapport, but also really building a connection with them deep down. So making them important as well, feel important. I love that. That's amazing. That's how, and people always make business with people. That's for sure. I love that. And So what would you say are some recommendations, or what is an advice that you would give our audience to really hone in and get the best out of LinkedIn?
Absolutely. So I know for starters, people may say, well, Ruth, I'm not always on LinkedIn. I hardly ever spend that much time on LinkedIn. But keep in mind, if you're on any other platform, LinkedIn is more receptive. So there are more, the population, the people that's actually on there would be more likely to draw to your page, as once you dial in and once you're more specific as to who you are, again, who do you help and how can you help them? Once you've dialed in on that, now you can be able to display and go to other content. You may not be the one to be the content creator, which I do highly recommend, but go to your peers, go to the recruiter's page. Those ideal companies that you're looking to target as a specific opportunity to land as your next ideal job or home, then go on their page, go and comment on their post. Go ahead and see how you can be a key contributor. Say, hey, this is a great ideal way of showing us your key points of ways you really are being part of the community. You want to connect. People connect with people, my friend. The moment you're now being more active, whether it be committing at least 30 minutes to an hour a week, you go there and spend about 15 minutes of your time a day, go into their posts, see what's resonating with you, comment, like, and even share. Show that you are enticed, you are intrigued, and you are wanting to collaborate. And that's how you want to be able to build and develop your visibility, increasing yourself as a top authority in your niche. Now you're creating more visibility your way because you're now going out there, you're seeking and tailoring those companies and acknowledging what they've already built on their platform and then making some recognition by sharing. That's just one piece of the puzzle. Many of my clients, I understand they have day-to-day activities, but once you start peeling off the onion and taking 15 minutes a day to where you can connect with them, that, my friend, is going to start increasing your visibility and start having, like many of my clients, getting random phone calls or messages or inboxing them and saying, hey, I got a chance to look at your profile. I would love to learn more. Do you have 30 minutes to do a Zoom call like this, or perhaps come on site? Would love to learn more. That would be great, right?
Yes. So many golden nuggets in here. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. So do you have some if our audience just takes one thing of our conversation, what would that be for you? The most important, maybe.
I would say before you even go into the job search, before you go heading and applying for roles, really take assess and take a pen and paper and an extremely align yourself with that role. Many people take 10 jobs. I would say target one or two roles at best and fully develop to say, you know, these are my hard skills, these are my soft skills, and write them all down. And once you know if they are in a holistic concert with that job description, then, my friend, you want to go ahead and begin the next steps on how to fully optimize your LinkedIn. Yes, there's so many ways you can do that by Googling and maybe YouTubing. But my friend, once you are able to invest within yourself, even if it's not with me or Ankh, you want to be able to tailor and target, because you cannot do coaching. You cannot find one-on-one coaching by Googling. You cannot find one-on-one mentoring by Googling. Yeah. You can only do that, like I've done, and many of my clients done. They've decided to get off the wheel, the treadmill, and said, you know what? I too need to invest in myself. If I really want to stand out and elevate my brand on LinkedIn and on my online presence, then I need to make a decision. And you get to decide. You get to decide on who do you want to point your next high-end position to by collaborating with a coach, a career expert.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You're speaking out of my heart, from the bottom of my heart. So true. Thank you so much. There have been so many golden nuggets. So the most important thing for me is still be ahead of time, really be strategic on your career, because that's where you get the most out of that, and really building that connection with people out there on LinkedIn. So you get into the unlisted jobs, and really, if you want to have that job, you have to make some time. You have to free up some time and use LinkedIn. Love that. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, Ruth.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, wow. You know, those who are definitely wanting to learn more, we'll share the information on how to stay connected. If you are huge on LinkedIn like I am, I know many people know me as Ruth McCracken, but I'm also being followed as Ruth Mack, RUTHMAC. And feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I have a variety of content. And feel free to share, you know, your comments and your struggles. And I'll be happy to share my response as soon as I can.
Yes, I love that, of course. And for our listeners who want to stay in touch, you also have that gift for them, the free gift. Would you love to share a bit about that?
Absolutely. So it is a 3-part mini course video where I break down exactly what you and I just shared today, but more deeper dive, where how they can definitely unfold LinkedIn and also position their background by representing themselves very well on their resume. Because your online presence is your billboard of your resume, of your background, how you can professionally written it, how you can attract and be a magnet to those deeper pocket employers. So doing so, you can definitely go by going into Ruth McCracken, RUTHMCCRACKIN.com/mini, MINI.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being our special guest today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It was definitely a pleasure as well. Talk to you soon.
Yes. And to our listeners, don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It is your time to shine.